Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. NASCAR Hall of Famer Bobby Allison is dead. Three-time Daytona 500 winner, founder of Racing's Alabama Gang. Allison's family says he was 86. No word on cause of death. Calmer wind, cooler temps forecast for tomorrow to help crews battling a wildfire burning 32 square miles in Southern California, Ventura County.
For the update today, no growth in the perimeter. We had a very successful day with the favorable weather.
Ventura County Battalion Chief Nick Cleary. That fire has destroyed over 100 homes and thousands of people are evacuated. Hiking trails in New Jersey state parks shut down with dozens of fires burning statewide. A man's charged with arson in connection to a wildfire in Jackson Township, New Jersey, says the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. The U.S. military has taken action tonight to protect military and commercial ships in the Mideast. A U.S. defense official telling ABC News Houthi weapons storage facilities in Yemen were attacked. This is ABC News. A man who police say stabbed five people in Seattle in broad daylight Friday and possibly four others the day before made his first court appearance Saturday. A judge ordered him held on $2 million bail. Princess Kate once again making public appearances following chemotherapy earlier this year. She'll be on hand Sunday as Great Britain marks Remembrance Day, which is known as Veterans Day in the U.S. ABC's Inez de la Quatera in London.
Princess Kate back in the public eye with an appearance at a Remembrance Day event, the Festival of Remembrance. That's not a short engagement. It's several hours long. So the hope is that's a good sign. And we did hear from Kate back in September saying she looks forward to being back at work and undertaking a few more public engagements.
If you're wondering about those 43 monkeys that escaped from a lab in Yamasee, South Carolina, the lab says they've caught one. 42 others in the forest near the surrounding fence, trying to lure them back in with food. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
All right, welcome back to Mag Zinc Radio, everybody. My name is Rocker here with Jimmy K. And you know, you can send us music. We love getting new music. In fact, tonight you've probably heard a bunch of new songs that you never heard before. That's because people send it to us at music@civicmedia.us, and then we put it on the radio. And, you know, Lower Fifth, they played at the Harmony Bar last night, so they don't have an upcoming show, but they did send in some new music, at least new for us, right? This song is called The Up North. This is live from The Up North, Lower Fifth. Mag Zinc Radio, we are local music.
Smiles and grins now that we're here. Let's party. Yeah!
your troubles and just unwind, cause we're all here to have a good time. No seats to fill, but not for long, cause we're dancing and clapping, we're singing songs, and when we're together, the circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise the glass while we sing. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise the glass while we sing. Come on! The up north, we have a good time. The up north, music and rhymes we all want to win the shake of the day.
Safe Radio, radio for the people.
take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving. Hope you're all that I have left.
That's what we all need, a little hope right now. That song featured Luke Jorgensen. Boy, we miss him. Rip on Luke Jorgensen. That was the Lower Fifth, a double dip right here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Jimmy, we have Paige Kleber coming up in the lair live November 23rd right here on Max Inc. Radio. She's an 11-year-old girl. She got her start in Girls Rock Camp. She's going to be right here playing for us live and answering our questions.
We met her and her mom at the Mamas.
Yes.
At the High Noon Saloon.
That's right. She performed with Mackenzie Moore and that whole
Girls Rock Camp. Yeah.
Whole Girls Rock Camp. Yeah, really talented musician. You know, she's also a Broadway actor. Well, you know, I guess the Verona version of Broadway. SpongeBob the Musical Youth Edition comes to Verona Middle School Performing Arts Center November 14th through 16th. And Paige Kleber will have a part in that. She plays a rock star in SpongeBob the Musical Youth Edition. Right now, let's check it out. This is from her brand new album called Blinded. This is called These Days. Paige Kleber, you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Have you ever talked to me since first grade? No, This is Ja Boogie of Natty Nation, and you're listening to the Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Yes, I.
the seven, or later at 11, 11. Share the sacrament and take you to heaven. I wanna get your eye, yeah. Become lost in the good conversation. Pour out ceremonial libation. And I love it with the good vibration. Love will come again. So just come together, let's rendezvous.
Rendezvous, that is Dub Foundation with Ja Boogie. That's the latest from them. You know, we were talking to Ja Boogie and Natty Nation last week, and one of the things that he had mentioned was that his daughter also sings in Dub Foundation with him. I said, what's that like for you to sing with your daughter? And he said, man, dream come true. Before that, we heard Natty Nation, Youth Bring Roots, and that's another throwback from the Mad City Music album from 1997. They were live in the studio there with Sue Peterson. And Natty Nation has Natty Nation's Black Friday. That's happening at the High Noon Saloon. That's an annual event, like over 10 years now. Friday, November 29th, Black Friday. Coming up around the corner here, we have Frank Laufenberg, Work, and Old Oaks. We're going to have a dual interview. And December 26th, we're going to have a Max Inc. holiday party, Jimmy, at the Gamma Ray with Iron Plow and one other band yet to be determined. We'll give you more about it later. Live in the Lair with Dogtown Hollow is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, let's get to Trembling Giant. They are a singer-songwriter, folk punk originals. They're playing Live in the Lair right here on Max Inc. Radio on December 14th. This song is Man Who Knows, Trembling Giant. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can hear the ear.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Get the app right now at civicmedia.us. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. Green and gold game day specials at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Free jello shots for the home team touchdown, plus basket specials, jersey raffle, and meat raffle at halftime. It all happens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge on game day. For more information, go to LazyOafLounge.com. And also by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food, beer, and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Come to the Lazy Oaf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyOafLounge.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Walking in at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt. And and a smile for the boss. Always pack a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On your thighs, all your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done?
Alexander, that is a really fun song. It's brand new off their new album. And tonight we have Frank Laufenberg in the studio. He fronts two bands, Old Oaks and Work. Each band has new music out and shows coming up. It's a lot to chew on, but chew we will. Frank, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be here, folks. Good to see you.
You know, you were in like a class earlier today.
Yeah, you could say it was a class. It was like more like a bunch of folks getting together and making kimchi,
kimchi,
which I had never made before, and it was a great experience, honestly. Just a bunch of nice people getting together.
What is kimchi?
It's like fermented cabbage.
Fermented.
It's similar to sauerkraut, but with more ginger and garlic. And
is it like beer?
It's not like beer. It's more close to sauerkraut, I would say.
It comes all, or you could make recipes with it where it's super spicy, too.
Yes, definitely. Oh, yeah, it's got chilies in it. I probably should have said that, too.
Chilies. That's where the spice comes from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that was cool. That was my educational experience today.
Frank Laufenberg, tell us your backstory. I mean, you play a lot of stuff here. How did you get your start in music and become the leader of two bands?
Well, I would say for Work, I'm kind of just one of the talking heads of the band, but that group Work does not really have a leader. It's like maybe I'm the spokesperson often enough, but the drummer Max, he's leading the groove. That's why the groove is so insatiable in that band. You know, and I do a lot of the the business work with Daniel. And obviously, if you've ever seen a work show, Daniel Hashke on the saxophone, certainly a leader in entertainment. Yeah, so that group is totally just a group. I'm happy to be up in the front of it.
But, plus you're a SpongeBob fan, too, so it all works out.
Yeah, right? It all works out, totally.
How'd you get started in music?
Yeah, my background, I got really into it in, like, middle school. But growing up in the countryside with some kind of hippie parents, always listening to really good songwriters. And I was told that I've been an entertainer since birth. I've always liked to just talk and make people smile. So
since birth.
Entertainer first, songwriter second, and musician third. I was really into singing in middle school, and I had a really awesome teacher, Miss Dahlman, kind of cultivate that and get me really into performing and singing. And my
did you
uncle,
say here in Madison?
Out in Mount Horeb.
Mount Horeb.
So not too far away. And then my Uncle Bill was always a singer-songwriter who kind of took me under his wing and showed me guitar stuff and, just kind of showed me like, oh, yeah, you can do this. It's fun. And then a huge experience for me was seeing Phish at Alpine Valley in like 2008, I guess it would have been, after eighth grade going into high school, where I was like, whoa, people really do that. Like I want to play guitar like that.
And oh yeah.
So that was a big experience for me. So that,
wow.
That's it in a nutshell, I would say.
Well, now tell us about the band Old Oaks. I mean, it features another work member, Daniel Hashke, on sax and bassist Claire Canapel, and she sings too.
Yes. Yeah. So that, Alexander was actually a Claire tune. That's the first one that we've released of hers. And she's actually a great friend of ours, but she's actually stepping away from the group. So in the future, it'll just be Daniel and I, but for this Tuesday, we will be performing Alexander and, we're going to have Claire on the bass at least this Tuesday, maybe sometimes in the future. We're all pretty good friends still.
Where's Claire moving off to?
She's staying here, but she's a very busy person. There's a lot, it's a hard thing when people are so good at so many things to spend a lot of time on a project like music, you know?
Yeah. Well, when did Old Oaks start? It's been around for a while now, right?
Late 2018. I started Old Oaks because I was booking for work and people were asking us to play like coffee shops and stuff. And I was like, our 7-piece funk fusion band is not going to be able to play in a coffee shop. We'd all go deaf. No one would have a good time.
There's no room for the horns.
But I was kind of realizing like, hey, but I could show up and play some songs from my childhood, like Neil Young and just like kind of classic rock or classic singer-songwriter songs and some of my music that I write that wasn't appropriate for work, that was more chill, I guess, more like indie folk music. And I started doing this other project, Old Oaks, because I just figured it's pretty different than work. It's a lot more intimate sounding. It still has some elements of rock, but the songwriting is a lot more chill, less of a party.
Well, that song is fun. Now, you have a new album and a release coming up at the Burr Oak in Madison on November 12th. You said that's this Tuesday.
Yep.
And work. Tell us about work and the holidays party that's coming up on Friday, December 27th, also at the Burr Oak.
Yeah, so, doubleheader at the Burr Oak. This Tuesday, we're releasing No One Has Nothing to Do. That's our new album, which Alexander, that song you just heard, is on that EP. It is currently available on Spotify and our Bandcamp and stuff, so you can head out and listen to that. Or just come see us play it live Tuesday night at the Burr Oak. We got Dana Perry, an amazing folk artist from Madison, opening the night up for us. Should be a beautiful night. And then Work, the Holidays, Daze, is going to be playing some funky jams at the Burr Oak on December 27th, right between some winter holidays. And it is the Friday night before New Year's Eve, so you can kind of start the party out right.
That sounds like a great time. Perfect, because like everybody's home and they're like done with Christmas, right? They're like, what are we gonna do?
All right, let's get down. It's a weekend.
Holidays.
Have the holiday ham hangover.
Yes, come handle it.
Tell us about the new song we're going to hear in just a moment. It's called Songs for Squares. It's brand new work.
Yeah.
And where can we keep up with work online?
Worktheband.com, our website. We're also on Facebook. You can find Work, W-U-R-K, The Band, and Instagram. You can get our music on Spotify, all those places. This new one is kind of Work's first take on playing like rock, ska. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, our drummer is an amazing soloist, chop-heavy drummer, really something special. And so we've got our shortest Work song ever, and we're still featuring a drum solo in the middle of it. But it is, it's also, I'm happy to have a song under 3 minutes and 40 seconds with this group. So
3:32 cool. to be exact. And you're right. That is the shortest song you all have ever released.
Yes, it most definitely is. And it's an adrenaline rush. So yeah, it's good.
Well, that's perfect. Like when we're like, we need a song that's 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right.
Work is now available to
yes,
us.
Yes, yeah, we could do that. You don't have to fade us out anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, let's see. You know, Frank, thanks for coming down tonight to tell us about Work and Old Oaks. We really appreciate it. Let's get out the new work. This is Songs for Squares. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Enough.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men, I like women, I like sinking, I like swimming, I like dogs and I like cats, I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons, I like whistling happy tunes, I like to come but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. 'Cause I like milk, I like cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down. That will never happen. I will never be feet are pressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones and Doors, I like to shop at hardware stores, I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything, sing! I like men, I like women, I like sinking, I like swimming, I like dogs and I like cats, I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don, happy days, the wrath of Khan, won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine, I like to think that love is blind, I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
I like everything. That is Pat McCurdy. Oh, that is a fun song from his live album. You can catch Pat McCurdy live at Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh on November 9th. November 14th, you'll be at the Eastside Club in Madison. And November 29th, Shank Hall in Milwaukee.
Just think how many years Pat McCurdy has been writing music and playing shows.
It's oh, amazing. Yeah.
He's a musical machine here in southern Wisconsin.
Oh, boy. I remember him playing all the time down at the Badger games. He would always end up at one of the frats right across from the stadium. Great show.
Yeah, just residency at the Regent Street Retreat for years as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And a huge crowd always shows up for him everywhere he goes.
And his Union Terrace shows were the best.
Pat McCurdy. Before that, we heard Mean Old World. That is from the new album by Bing Bong called Hip Eponymous. That's a Spooner cover written by Duke from Garbage. If you didn't know, you can catch Bing Bong right here in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio Saturday, November 16th. That's this coming Saturday. And November 21st at the Burr Oak in Madison with the Also Rans. Let's see. We have what is coming up.
Well, Live in the Lair.
Live in the Lair is coming up with Dogtown Hollow, and we are getting close. All right, Jimmy. Make sure to send your music to music@civicmedia.us.
How about some Parker Barrel? You said play the new one, so I said okay.
Oh, yes. That's where we're going. See, that wasn't on my list because we just added that. Now I understand. Parker Barrel, this is brand new.
Don't tell Mama.
Don't tell Mama, because you know I will. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Bye.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.